Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that have been listening, guess what? Welcome back. You know, this is really kind of cool. Every week in the studio here, and let me give a shout out, of course, to our affiliate station, WBLQ. Say hello to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Hello, Mr. B.
Hello, Mr. B. The other B, Mr. Brian. Been very busy today. You know, we get to meet a lot of people over the years, right, Benny? It's been like 2004 now. And so we get, and we've had this time spot for, you know, since then. We haven't moved around. So we've had the like 10 to noon.
You're a veteran. You're solid as oak. You can't be moved.
All right. That's me.
Solid.
I'm solid. Mm-hmm. Is oak a good one?
Oak's
solid
great.
Solid as oak?
I think
okay.
So.
All right.
It's a good
Am I
word.
A little, can I be a little acorn?
You can be whatever you wish. I think that's how you sprouted.
Yeah. And you know, actually, that is really true. But what happens is that I get to see people that come in after me, right? And I get to see the people that leave before me. And over the years, right, we've had a few people in and out, in and out, in and out, right? But I will tell you that there's been one person that I just so absolutely love. Every time that I'm here, and I leave, it was on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'll just tell you, every Tuesday and Thursday, I got to bump into Marie. Now, who is Marie? Now, let me just tell you a little bit about who Marie is. She is so loved by the listeners.
Big hug.
Big hug.
One size fits all.
Big hug. That I am not even off the air, and the phones start ringing. And it is because when you have a gift and you have a vibration and energy, the airwaves is the perfect vehicle to have that vibration and energy, just tap into that and go across and reach millions of people. And this is really what air is about, airwaves and radio are about, you know, television to some extent. But when you work with us on air, you know, when we're on radio, it's pretty much what you see. Now, of course, they have cameras in here, so I don't know. I don't know if we pay attention to what we wear, you know. At least
you're wearing something. I'd appreciate that.
Everybody wants to know why the camera's not on you. I'm getting more emails about that now, and so I don't know why that is not happening.
I don't know.
But today you get to see my friend Marie Mangiaceri, and let me just tell you why. Because she's joining us here today. I've so loved watching her journey. I've had her on the show before. Those of you that are listening, you know that you're going to be able to call into the show. We're going to do readings. Going to have instant feedback messages coming up. But it's been great to watch her journey and to see how loved she really is. Her book, which we're going to talk about, you know, I got the honor and the pleasure, Marie, of watching you give birth to this.
Yeah,
which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's been inspirational
really
for me.
Oh, thank you.
It's like, oh, I'm writing a book. Oh, I have a publisher. Oh, the book's in my hand. You know, and I love that about you because you operate from a place as if it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
There's
I'll
like no to. Story. Like this book didn't exist. Now it exists and it's in my hand. And that's an amazing story. And it's an amazing journey. But, you know, one of the things I do want to talk with you about is you. Because each of us goes through some kind of crazy life's journey. And Ann Taylor just talked about it. And, you know, I'm wrapping my mind around this. The best years are yet to come.
Yeah, I really believe that.
I know you do. Yeah. We were just talking about
it.
I could see like, okay, so maybe I got some age issues. Where I believe, you know, I bet Benny believes that. I bet Brian believes that. I bet you believe that. And I'm believing it more and more every day.
Mm-hmm.
But when I ask you that question about the best years are yet to come. How would you summarize or capture the essence of your journey if you had a phenomenal life up this to this point, and yet the best are yet to come?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you characterize the journey you've been on if you had to pick one word to describe it?
Wow. I don't know if I can do that. I'm not sure if I can pick one word.
Isn't that?
But I want you to know I wore makeup today because I know that you have the camera on. I don't have the camera on when I do the show.
You don't have the camera on?
No.
You're kidding.
No, because a lot of times, I mean, I love to wear yoga attire, which I'm wearing again
today.
You're
beautiful. You're beautiful. It doesn't matter.
But I usually...
Are you sure they turn that camera off?
Well, I
have to ask Michelle because she watches.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they turn it off.
They don't charge me for it because I don't ask them to turn it on.
I think your producer, Eric, spins it. I think it's a beautiful outside.
So I made sure I had my mascara on and my lipstick.
like you need it.
Before I stepped into
the
studio.
Shirt, though.
Yeah,
I love
right?
That.
Yeah, my yoga shirt. Yeah,
is that your yoga shirt?
Because I would just prefer to wear yoga clothing and, you know, I'm
it's
not.
Comforting.
But that's like really cool yoga.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Is that like from like a. Would you know that that's yoga clothing? Isn't
negative.
It cool?
Negative.
Wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know that
at all until she said it.
Yeah, so that's what I would prefer to live
I'm like,
live
Marie
in.
Went to Nordstrom's Rack.
Yeah, I like Nordstrom's Rack, but I like Nordstrom's better just because everything's organized and I have to hunt for things. But I guess the only word I can think of for me that keeps me moving forward and keeps me excited about aging and about my life is the word bliss. You know.
Yeah, I love that. That's good.
You know, the more I can connect to bliss, the more I look forward to the future. And I love getting older, which we talked about briefly before we went live.
That's right, off air.
Yeah, because my life just gets better, you know, for me. You know, I had a challenging childhood, a difficult young adulthood, difficult marriage. But despite that, even the childhood, the marriage was better than the childhood, you know, so it's just always gotten better.
So what are you doing? You're upscaling on the difficulty level, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
I agree with you on that. It's like, okay, really horrific. Then we go from horrific to, you know, just really rotten.
Yeah.
Then we go to rotten to the homeless year. That was really sucked. So, I mean, you know, now we're moving into bliss.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so as it gets better, it kind of came to me one day years ago. Wow. As I get older, my life gets better. So even my 51st birthday is approaching in a couple of days, and I'm super excited.
Kamisha and you have birthdays.
That is hysterical.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just very excited because I just know I'm going to even have a better year than I had last year, which I find difficult to even imagine because I had such a great year last year.
So let's talk about the book in the context of things, though, because, you know, there's a part of, you know, your journey and what this has been all about that has, just extraordinarily difficult experiences attached to it, right? You know, what would you say are the greatest challenges and obstacles that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Right.
Because this very moment, we're talking about your book, we're talking about your work, we're talking about bliss.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what rocks have you had to climb or blow up in order to get here?
You know, it's funny. Someone just asked me that question recently, and so I feel a little prepared to answer it a little bit more than I was.
Okay, I can change the question.
No, I like the question.
It's actually my signature question.
Is it really?
From day one. It's one question. Yeah.
Wow. I had to actually get over myself of wanting to be normal. You know, I just wanted to be a normal person, live a normal life, not be too weird. I obviously cared way too much about what the outside world thought of me. And the reality is I think I am normal in my weird state. You know, I think that everyone is meant to be unique and different and all of that. It seemed like everyone around me was perfectly fine with the fact that I was odd or multisensory as I embraced those perspectives of myself. The results and the experiences that I got were very different than what I thought. And so for years, I held myself back and didn't allow myself to be who I was. And once I stepped into the fear of, okay, nobody's going to like me or I'm not going to have any friends or whatever it was that I was terrified of, I was pleasantly surprised that people actually liked me more, you know, and they accepted me more because I stepped into myself.
Well, and, you know, this is really interesting because, you know, your show and the work you do, you have people call into your show, you do on-air readings.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to have that perspective of you in your book, Intuitive Self-Healing. I mean, all of this doesn't fit the normal part of the bell-shaped curve.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, both of us kind of live on the fringes a little bit with what we do. But you certainly are somebody that connects to spirit. You connect with our listeners on a regular basis. How did you get to feel that the way you were was really okay?
Yeah.
Because you were different. Different doesn't mean less than, by the way.
Yeah.
Because
no,
I'm a little different.
Yes, you are, Dr. Pat.
Just a little different there.
Yeah.
But for years, I thought, oh, wow, you know, I'm different. I had performance reviews in the corporate world. They used to say I lived on another planet. They did. I would get outstanding reviews, and they would have like a comment that she's really good at what she does, but we all think she lives on another planet.
Well, I think they were right in that review.
I think they were right, too. Now I'm like kind of happy about it. But, you know, it's like, that followed me around.
Oh, well, and thank you for your kind introduction, too. Mm. That was very sweet of you. So the question was, I'm sorry, my brain went to another dimension asked that question.
I mean, we all are really forced in a lot of ways to live in the middle in the bell-shaped curve. Uh-huh. And you were not even born into the bell-shaped curve.
I wasn't.
Your book is not about being in the bell-shaped curve.
No.
Your radio show is not about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take callers. And by the way, all you out there, we are going to do readings today with Marie. So I want you to know, do you know our toll-free number? I don't know. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Brian will put you in the queue. But, you know, there's this place that we step into that challenges us to be one or the other, normal or a little bit out of the box. And when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about how you move between the worlds of reality. What is normal?
To talk about that.
And how Intuitive Self-Healing, your book, has enabled you to step into the world of truly being a teacher in this realm. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. We are taking your calls. Marie is going to do readings. You can call in at our toll-free number, or you can send an instant feedback message in. Please be specific, like Pischetti. Please be specific about your question.
Specific and Pacific.
Please be specific about your question.
You could be both. You could be in the Pacific.
I could hear Chris at WBLQ saying, yeah, she is so from the East Coast. We'll be right back. TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
So cute. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Little theme music, Benny?
Aww. Yeah, it's not a mistake, that's for sure. You are listening to Dr. Pat's show on Transformation Talk Radio Network. However, this is Marie Manucci's theme song from her show.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Because
you're
we got to get the vibe in here. We got to get the Marie
it's very
vibe
significant,
in here.
You know?
Yeah, it is. Now, you know, there are a couple questions that have come in, and we're going to go to the phones. And for those of you out there that want to tune in and chat with Marie as well, you can call our toll free number 1-800-930-2819. Or you can send us an instant feedback message, just like Lisa's been doing and the other folks. And you can go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a little box that says, ask your question. I think that's what it says. Marie's book is Intuitive Self-Healing, and we actually have two copies of the book to give away.
Yay.
And I think we'll give them away to our two callers that have already called in.
Wonderful.
So I ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you prompted me a little bit when we were off the air, which is really lovely.
I gave you a little cue.
You did.
I didn't want you to be, like, nervous.
Right. Well, in 1997, when things started to really happen for me, like I started having multisensory experiences, which I talk about in the intro of the book, I also then met my spirit guides and started having conversations with them. And they're the ones who told me I was going to write three books. I told them they were on crack and that there was no way, and you know what, that I was going to write a book. Grammar has not been something that I find a lot of interest or passion in. Even spelling, I would say, isn't something that I go, yay, I can't wait to win the spelling bee.
What person do you really know that does that, though? Like, awesome, grammar, woohoo!
But I always think that people who are writers love the written word.
Very true,
true. They don't.
They're lying.
Yeah. No. Well, and I think that some people do, but it doesn't have to be...
Yeah,
my
I don't
experience.
Think since Shakespeare.
Yeah, so I argued with my spirit guides for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And then in 2004, I just thought, okay, I had a lot of free time. I didn't have much going on in my personal life, which was kind of a big theme through the last 10 years of my life. Just not a lot of dating. And when I was in a relationship, it was for a very short period of time. So I got a laptop and decided that was my boyfriend.
Wow, that's good.
I went to a local coffee shop in Kirkland because my kids were teenagers at the time.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't really want to hang out with me anyway. And they just wanted cash, basically, and car keys, you know.
That happens.
Yeah, right?
Get ready, Benny.
Believe you me. Oh, they're getting one car. They're going to have to share it.
I think that's a great idea.
I think so, too.
I think it's great. Mm-hmm. So I went to what's now called Zoca, but at the time it was called Triple J's. And I would sit there for hours in the evening after work because I've had a full-time practice for 12 years. I've been very blessed with that in my work. And I would just write. I called it vomiting onto the page, which is really a computer page. And after a few years, I'd written over 500 pages. And, and then I started rewriting chapters because it never sounded good to me.
Right.
And then I eventually, one of my clients who isn't a published author and who's also taught English, she read my manuscript and liked it and decided to coach me in the art of writing. So she helped me find my voice and I began to rewrite the book and then, you know, got an agent, got a publisher, and there it is.
Yeah. So when Marie says got an agent, got a publisher, honestly, got an agent, got a publisher was like in a nanosecond. It was like in a blink. So anybody out there that has like a little story that says that, oh, my book cannot be published. Oh, I cannot, you know, get a publisher or an agent. That is a story that we need to turn around. I mean, you know, as Anne said, our best years are ahead of us, right?
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I love radio so much like you do.
I
would say that was probably our, you know, one of the things that we have in common. We both love radio.
Yeah.
And it's really because of the radio show that I got an agent, because someone I interviewed said, oh, I think my agent would love, well, it was a psychic, and he said, are you writing a book? And I'm like, forever. And he goes, well, when you're ready, I think my agent would like it. You know, and he, the person I was interviewing, had the publisher that I wanted.
Yes.
And so it just all came together really beautifully. So
I love it.
I love the radio program. It's
okay.
Really,
I have to tell
life.
You what my guides just said
what?
About what
Uh-oh.
You should do. But let's go to the phones first, Benny.
Okay.
Well, we can also say, I'm going to give kudos to Brian.
I'm going to give a kudo to Brian.
Marie's manuscript has since exploded.
Oh, that's very sweet.
So, Brian, give you kudos. He's answering the phones. But let's go to the phones. And
okay.
Molly from Seattle, welcome to the show. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Molly, welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie and Pat. And Benny, my question is, Marie, you have a gift. And with that gift, I know you read a lot. Do you find yourself being discerning when you read other people's beliefs? Or do you, because
such
you're
a
open,
good question.
Do you seem more open to their beliefs?
Such a great question. Well, you know, I have this part of myself where I just love, in fact, I dedicated the book to the human race, but in particular my three daughters, but to the human race. I love the human race. I just love the human race so, so much. So I love all the complexities and the uniqueness of each person. So even though in my personal life, who I choose to surround myself with has more belief systems that are similar to mine, in my work and in my teaching, I'm very open and excited and surprised and delighted and educated by everyone else's belief system. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Yeah, it did. I think there's so many books out now about different paths that people are following. And,
oh, right.
And I think sometimes you read them and you think, okay, maybe their path led them to this. But
right.
It's not necessarily something that I would...
Yeah, I use my intuition. I don't buy a book unless I feel guided to it. In fact, there was a book about 10 years ago that came out on the market by an author that I just loved. One of her books, devoured it. I still have it and have read from it over the years. And I couldn't wait till one of her books came out. I was so excited. And I'm at the bookstore holding the book in my hand. And I felt this like pressure on my chest not to move forward to the cash register. And
wow.
I'm like, what? And you know, I mean, I've been waiting, really,
right,
seriously.
Right.
And so I actually followed that feeling. I was very disappointed. I put the, because it wouldn't go away. And I
right.
put the book
wow.
back on the shelf. And I actually called one of my friends. I go, would you please go buy that book? And this is what I want to know from that book, because I know this author addresses one particular situation. And sure enough, she did tell me what I wanted to know. But my guides told me later that this person was writing from more of a negative perspective, and I was learning about being positive and optimistic and keeping
right.
my vibration up. So because I had kind of cherished this person and put them on a pedestal, my guides thought it would not be in my best interest to read something that goes against what I was learning that I really needed to learn for me.
Yeah, I have the same situation with an author, a really well-known author, whose books here recently got a little bit negative, but in public, she's a queen of negativity.
Oh, interesting.
And so I couldn't do her book. I had to stop reading her books because I had that impression. Isn't that interesting?
I think it's fascinating. Mm. It's fascinating. We'll have to share who that person is off
yeah,
the
air. Yeah, we'll do that off air. Molly, now, do you have a specific question or something else we can help you with?
Maybe just look at my energy and tell me if I'm leaking anywhere.
You are, you know, which is congratulations for you for recognizing that. Because I think when people ask specific questions, they have a sense of it anyway. You're actually leaking a fair amount of energy from the second layer of your field. So not necessarily a particular chakra, but the emotional layer, which is the second layer, does connect to the second chakra, but really from where the root is, so like mid thigh, but about, it starts about 4 inches away from your body, and then it goes a full foot, the second layer of the field. And then all the way up to just above the throat chakra, you have a mild in some areas but moderate leak of energy. So has something like happened that really affected you emotionally recently?
No, not emotionally. I had some surgery last year, but
uh-huh,
I don't know if that could be it.
That was a year ago, though, so that's pretty – do you pay attention to your emotions?
Oh, definitely.
Hmm. Because
yeah,
this is a significant leak. So, and it's on the second layer of the field. So it's emotional response center. So it makes me think that there's something, since you don't know what it is. And it's this is what I would consider a large leak. Maybe check in with your emotions a little bit more. Is there something you're wanting to have happen in your life that hasn't occurred yet? Are you in some grief? Do you need to actually connect to your grief? Because what I'm being told right now is that, and the word grief is loud right now. What I'm being told right now is that you need to express your grief, because that's the final phase. That's the final phase of manifesting and making a shift. As soon as you can grieve something fully, then you're in that place where you've really, really let go. Because it's almost like it feels like you're giving up. Mm-hmm. You know, when you grieve, you're saying, this is never going to happen.
Right.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight or the next 3 or 4 days. And you just let out all the pain. And then it's like your energy is cleansed.
Right. And you don't have to grieve for 10 years.
No, absolutely
not.
You know,
you can grieve for 30 seconds, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, really grieve.
Yeah, well, you can. Yeah. You can. In this case, I think Molly needs to grieve more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I did the grieving 10 years, and I've got it down to about about 3 hours now. But I did the 10-year thing.
Yeah, and that's pretty intense.
Yeah, it is.
So I would look at something that you really want to have in your life that has not manifested because you are leaking a lot of energy emotionally connected to it. And I think you need to tap into the grief about it so that you can manifest it in a way that is fulfilling and satisfying for you.
I like that.
Okay. Okay. So I think you're going to be busy this weekend because it's kind of astrologically things are really changing, you know.
For the better.
For the better. That's true. Of course.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, Mars is going to go direct on the middle of April, which is really good. It's been retrograde for 4 months, which is really hard on everyone, really. And so that could be very helpful. Start grieving now.
You have to give Mars a little credit, Marie.
Oh, I love Mars. I'm an Aries, so of course I love Mars.
Of course you love Mars. You and Kamisha.
Yeah.
Kamisha, did you hear that, sister? That's why you were crying in the last hour.
Aww.
But there's something very powerful about Mars and when it goes retrograde.
It slows everything down and makes things more difficult to manifest. Mm-hmm. And typically when a planet goes retrograde, it's for about 7 weeks, or at least that's what Christopher Renstrom has told me.
That's right.
So now it's been retrograde for 4 months by the time it goes to direct, which is pretty significant.
It's pretty significant. What I learned from this, and Molly, just in case you're interested, by the way, is that because Mars was so tough on, and from our point of view, we have had the most creative 4 months of the Dr. Patron Transformation
Wow.
Talk Radio. Absolutely. I mean, and it's weird because we looked at, I just got an email, or not an email, you know, everybody's instant feedback. They know when I'm on air that if they have a question for me, even if it's work-related, they can go in my instant feedback and I will have to read it. But we have done some creative things. We have a new homepage coming out for the website.
I'm looking forward to that.
We have a new iTunes interface.
Oh, nice.
I put the magic cards together. So it's kind of an interesting thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 4 months, what have you been doing?
Promoting my book.
There you go.
It's been fun, too. It's really been beautiful. I've truly enjoyed it.
Molly, are you good?
I'm great.
Yeah, you
wonderful.
I appreciate the help.
All right, you bet.
You're welcome.
And Jan, we will get to you. And for those of you out there, give me a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And just so you know, Nancy, I have got your instant feedback message. We are going to get it going. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Marie Manucci. We'll also, Molly, hold on. Jan, hold on, because we want to give you a copy of the book, so we need some information. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Got Marie Manucci here.
Yay, thank you for Benny! Having me. Thank Yay! You for having me. It's lovely.
Yay, Benny. I almost wore my purple today. I don't know what happened. I did. I went to grab the purple. I grabbed the green shirt, and then I looked back in the closet, and I thought, well, the purple shirt. And then I changed my mind. Anyway.
So we could have been twins today.
We could have been twins. It would have been so fun to be twins. Thank you. Well, Marie's here. Before we go on, let's tell people how, and we're going to get right to you, Gail. We're going to get right to you, and Nancy. We're going to get right to you. Let's tell people how they can get a copy of your book.
Yeah. Well, it sounds true, of course. I'm selling the book. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon.com. So hopefully anywhere. We've been so fortunate. I think Sounds True has done a great job distributing the book, because we've even had people from New York who bought the book in a Barnes & Noble somewhere in New York and then called the office to order some of my other products. So I think Sounds True is doing a great job. If you want an autographed copy, you can call the office or email us, and we also will sell an autographed copy.
Why
as well.
Is intuitive self-healing important to you?
Because I really believe people heal themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, even those who come to see me, I give them the credit, you know, because they may see me for an hour or an hour and a half, depending on how long, you know, the session is. But when they leave my office, everything they do from then on is from their choice and their perspective. And I really believe that people can and often do heal themselves.
You know, before we go on, and Jan, we'll get right to you. Can you give out your website?
Sure.
It would be so great. And people that want to schedule private sessions with you as well, tell everybody how to do that.
Okay. Well, you can just go straight to the website, energyintuitive.com. There's all kinds of contact information. You can email into the office or call 425-825-5671. My assistant takes care of the schedule for me. I'm also going to be in Portland on Friday doing a book talk at the new...
For the birthday?
For my birthday. Exactly. Exactly. The new Renaissance in Portland. I'm doing a talk and a book signing. And then the following week, I'll be at East West Bookshop here in Seattle. And they give you a book if you take the class. So you get a free book and...
Oh, take the class, everybody.
And take the class.
Do people have to register?
Yeah, you have to register.
Tell them where to go.
They can
register.
Go to my website and everything's on there. Or they can go to East West Bookshop's website. But the link goes directly to them because they take care of all of that for me, which is something I truly appreciate.
It's so cool. All right, let's go to the phone. Jan has been waiting. Jan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. Hi, Marie.
Hi, so, how are you?
Well, I think that all together I'm well, but there's a problem I'd like to blast through, and I bet you have the answer. So I'm applying myself in this poor weather to paperwork and house cleaning, and my feelings when I do that are like I'm walking through deep sand and it's just plodding along, and I don't like feeling that negative. I'm a Sagittarius, you know, I'd rather be happy about it. But
oh, I didn't
all the
know
time
Dr.
I'm
Pat
doing
was...
that, I prefer to be outside.
Yeah.
So how could I put some positive energy to get these tasks done?
Well, you know, you're such an interesting person because you do know what makes you happy, and you normally spend as much time doing that, you know, as frequently as you can to keep your energy up, because you're right, you do not like your energy low. But in reality, happiness is a choice at every moment, believe it or not. So while you're doing these tasks that you don't like when I have to pay my bills, you know, because my guides will remind me, hello, you got that payment coming up. We want you to write that check in the next 48 hours. And that's didn't used to be one of my favorite things to do. I never really enjoyed that. And so I start to actually change my energy. I think about how much fun I'm going to have and what kind of music I'm going to listen to when I'm sitting down with my checkbook and what kind of tea I'm going to drink or am I going to have hot chocolate? You know, so I actually prepare my energy system before I do tasks that are not my favorite so that A, I can get to it in a timely manner and not procrastinate anymore. B, actually enjoy the time that I have there. You know, because if you have high energy towards the tasks you don't want to do, then you're creating a positive response in that, which then will lower my bills or my interest rates or attract more money to me. So I would spend time kind of pre-paving the way for these activities that we all have to do while we're here in a physical world.
But Jan's a Sagittarian.
So what does that mean exactly?
Because I'm a Sagittarius. Yeah. Jan, you're Sagittarius?
Yeah, so I want to have fun.
Yeah.
Be with my friend.
So Jan? I have four planets in Sagittarius.
Wow.
Oh, you know what this is about.
I do. So can I give you...
But you buckled down somewhere along the line.
No, I don't. Well, I have four planets in Capricorn, too.
There you go.
Oh,
okay.
But I have to tell you, when it comes to doing the chores, there isn't a Capricorn Cornian energy on the planet that could get me to like them. But I have a trick. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Okay. So what kind of chores are you talking about first?
Deep cleaning, like most people do in spring, but
that's
easy. Have to do it, whatever.
That is easy. Do you want to hear that one?
Okay.
I blast the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Something that makes
you happy.
What kind
of music do you like?
Yeah.
Kind of music do you like?
Oh, many kinds: classical, contra dance music, blues.
You got to do some shake. No, not blues. Not blues for that one. You got to do some shake your booty music.
Yeah.
Yeah, because doing those kind of chores, you got to be shaking and taking time to dance in between.
Okay.
Right. So you got to pick something that's going to get you to move, you know, in a fun, smiling, happy way.
Okay.
Right?
I'm hearing you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't do any cleaning without having my iPod in my ears.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Never have been able to. Definitely.
So let that raise the energy and then come up to that energy.
Sounds perfect.
It's the only thing that has worked for me because I don't know what it's. Maybe Marie can tell us what's up with Sagittarian energy and cleaning. I don't really get it either. And when I'm vacuuming the house, so I do my little dance move with my vacuum.
That's a great idea.
It's
an exercise too.
You would be amazed, Marie, what you can do with a mop. Dating has not been good for me recently. It's not been good.
You are hysterical.
The mop.
Yeah, you're hysterical.
Jan, I'm telling you, it's kind of like deep secrets now. But don't you think that something like
that
works?
I think you have to pre-pave the energy and like what you said.
Energy,
you know,
I
it's
like that.
You listen to great music. Like I think about, oh, what am I going to listen to? What hot chocolate or tea am I going to drink? So that
exactly.
Then I'm more enticed to go sit down at my favorite desk with my pretty checkbook and my bills and get it all done, you know, because I'm thinking of it in a different way.
Right.
I've shifted the energy about it. And now I can't wait to go do it because then
right.
I'm going to feel good about myself, too, when I'm
right.
done with the task.
The other thing, Jan, I will tell you about at least my Sagittarian energy.
Yeah.
I can't do the whole thing at once.
Oh,
I can't. The enormity of I have to like do a room and then I have to reward myself after.
Great idea.
I don't know if you're like that, Jan, but if I look at, oh my God, I got to do deep cleaning in the whole house. I don't do it.
What I have been like, but I'd have to say it only works sort of kind of, is as I say, okay, I will invite my friends over and then of course I'll clean up better,
yeah.
which I do. Never to my
That works too.
And I think that as you're speaking of other ways, I think that's honoring them more than it honors me. And that I should do something to honor me.
Yeah, but, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, something to honor you. You know, some kind of celebration, some kind of reward. You know, I don't know. You know, you might want to go get yourself a pint of Starbucks Java chip ice cream. You see, like, you know, I'm like zooming right into Jan. Yeah, I got your number because, you know, I had a pint of that myself yesterday.
Good. And you're chipper today. Good job.
I am chipper today, but you have to experience Java chip ice cream by Starbucks. You don't want to
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't want
to. I did just discover Mukilteo Mudslide. By the Snoqualmie ice cream people.
See, that's what I'm saying. Clean the bathroom, eat the mudslide. That's what you want to do, Jan. Thank you so much. Hold on, and I think we have to get some information.
We do. That's quite the combination.
That's what I'm thinking.
Next caller?
Let's go.
All right, let's take Gail. She's calling in from Linwood. Gail, welcome to Dr. Pat's show and our guest, Marie Manucherry.
Go, Marie.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hi, Marie. Thank you. Hi, Pat. Thanks
Hi,
for taking
Gail.
My call.
You bet.
So what can I do for you?
help.
Sure.
I just feel like, you know, I didn't even really think I would get in, but I'm so amazed that I did get to talk to you. I just feel like there's just so much pressure to just, you know, survive. And, you know, my husband and I both work very, very hard.
Right.
Pretty much, you know, 16-hour days.
Wow.
Every day of the week for several years now. We've recently married, but he's been like that all his life. And it just seems like we don't know how to, you know, get off the wheel because of just the economy and everything.
Sure. So let me explain a few things. Number one, I draw out your energy as I do whenever I talk to anyone over the phone or do a Skype reading on a client or whatnot. You have a stunning seventh chakra. It's about 7 miles in length. And I think, so I thought we lost Gail, but we lost somebody else. It's all good, right, Benny? We're all good. So, yeah, you have a stunning crown chakra. So that's the one on top of your head. That's the one that connects you to spirit. And even though you're highly responsible and you work very hard and you're diligent, almost like a Capricorn, by the way, you have an enormous connection to spirit. And so when you don't allow yourself to feel your connection, you're going to feel exhausted, worn out, deprived, depleted, because that energy, that's your powerhouse for you as an individual. That's a strong energetic connection for you. So the energy that comes in through the crown chakra into the human realm, into your body, is all about allowing yourself to feel unconditionally loved by the heavens or source, spirit, God, Buddha, trees, whatever you happen to believe in, kitty cats, whatever happens to feel like the universe to you in the moment. And so that's number one for you, because that's going to take like a lot of the anxiety and frustration and grief out of it. And then both you and your husband need to take it up a notch. The two of you need to focus on high frequency vibration. When you connect like in resources, like money, let's say, with high frequency vibration, you actually attract more money to you. And it wouldn't even matter what you did or what you didn't do. It's moving into this realm that you're deserving, that you're valuable. It's believing that you don't have to work your backside off in order to pay bills and survive, as you put it. So there's an energy shift that has to occur between the two of you, and you can do it together so that you start to feel the final outcome. That's what we were talking about also off air. Mm-hmm. You want to feel that you already have all the resources that you need, that you're having vacations, even if you don't know how it's going to happen, what it looks like, when it's going to happen. You have to feel that it's already happened. And even if we can't get your husband 100% on board with that crown chakra of yours, that should do it just fine. But to just get him 20% on board where he's not worrying so much and he kind of goes on this automatic pilot that's just exhausting, actually.
Yeah. Boy, you are just hitting the nail on the head.
So, thank you very much. So does this make sense? You're like right now you're starting to let part of that energy from the crown chakra drip in my book in the 8th chapter. There's a whole bunch of, in every chapter, there's a whole bunch of exercises that you can do, even ones that only take a minute long, so you can change the frequency and the vibration of your energy. And there's one for the crown chakra. But you can literally just imagine that the universe is loving you and what that would feel like while you also imagine warm light dropping into your body. And that will help you to get inspired and not get, you know, kind of tugged down into the underworld, so to speak, which where you really aren't, but it just feels like to you that you are.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. I think this is going to be a big year for you guys. Right around September, October, something's going to shift where both of you are going to start to feel like, I don't pay attention to the economy personally, and my business has not been affected. I actually made more money than I've ever made in my whole career last year. So it's really not about that. It's about your energy system.
It really is. Because if your energy is clogged, you can't be creative. And this economy has really enabled us the opportunity to be creative beyond anything we can imagine.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, Gail, thank you so much. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, yep, we've got Nancy, we've got Roseanne, and we've got Marie Manucci joining us here today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Love that. Why? Marie Manucci joining us here today. Intuitive Self-Healing is her fabulous book, Achieve Balance and Wellness Through the Body's Energy Centers. It's what Marie does really well. Before we go to Nancy and then we go to Roseanne, would you give out your website again?
Sure.
Let people know how they can connect with you.
Energyintuitive.com. You can also visit me on Facebook, Twitter, Google. What is the Google one? I keep forgetting. What is that, Benny? You're a techie guy. You're not sure?
Google.
How do you mean by Google? Just go to Google or Google Plus?
It must be Google Plus.
Let's
yeah.
go to Google Plus.
And of course, LinkedIn and all of those. I love social media. You know, I'm on Facebook
Where's
all
the
day
least
long.
When you need her?
Yeah. Right? Right. So yeah, I love all that stuff. I find it really fun.
I hope you're going to inspire me to do more. You know, all the listeners have been, you got to get on Facebook more.
Yeah,
okay,
you have to be on there.
We're in transition because I made the mistake of setting up a personal Facebook.
Yeah.
And now we have Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh.
So you can't move friends over.
Right. No.
All
yeah.
right.
I keep mine all in the mix. My kids are like talking to me on Facebook, Mom, where are you? But I think that the people who follow me on Facebook love it. You know, I think they love the fact that I'm personal on that as well. Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay, I have to Facebook you.
Oh, all right. We are friends, actually.
Yeah, we are friends. Nancy has written in, I'm in a place of big transformation with my responsibilities to my family decreasing tremendously. I have begun a small healing practice And I am wondering if Marie can tell me what she sees for this practice.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy.
Nancy has a very strong front third eye. So when I look at the third eye, which is the sixth chakra in the brain, all the chakras to me, except for one in seven, divide into two cones, one in the front and one in the back of the body. And so the third eye has a front portion and back portion. Her back portion is about 3 feet long. So that means that she's actually quite intuitive. The problem that I see that if indeed there's a problem for her, but the problem that I see is that the back of her third eye has too many filters. And so the opposite of intuition is self-criticism or negative talk. And so when a person tends to do that more than kind, loving, you know, or an equal balance, let's say, because it takes a while to really get back to that positive, you know, mental thinking, it actually slows down the process of intuition. It actually creates too many filters in the back of the head. So when insight is coming through, it may not be as clear as you want it to be. And so I actually feel on her second layer of the field, which is funny, that two people in a row, I'm feeling the second layer of the field. I don't see her leaking, but I feel a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. So she might be putting a lot of pressure on herself to get stronger intuition or do, you know, better psychic readings. And I would have her be much more kind and loving to herself and more appreciative. And whatever she's accomplished thus far, I would really have a lot of gratitude towards it because that will make more things open up and not be so hard on herself. That's what I feel.
Yeah, actually, we had some people in the earlier hour today that could use that advice as well. You're right. You know, when we get caught up in things, it's not the time to be more judgmental.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
You have to be nurturing, absolutely nurturing, and appreciate wherever you are in the moment. That brings more beautiful moments,
right?
Believe it or not.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
That's actually how I get through cleaning the bathroom.
And then the ice cream afterwards,
and
right?
And then the ice cream afterwards. All right. Let's go to the phones. I do believe we have time to take, let's take Roseanne from Virginia Beach. Hey, Roseanne, welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Marie, I love your work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're fabulous. So, really, I just heard you answering questions and that I have the same question is how to connect to my intuition, my abilities better.
Well, and you're a very fascinating person. Your auric field actually looks like a very bright, vibrant, multi-rainbow, believe it or not. You have so much color and light in your auric field. It's fascinating. The issue for you, your third eye in the front looks clear. I'm not really pulled to the back of your third eye, so I'm not going to focus on that. It's your fifth and your second chakra. So the fifth chakra is about speaking your truth, which to me is the highest point of our power, is our expression, since we're in human form. And then the second chakra is about feeling your truth, honoring, knowing who you are, what you want, and then expressing it. So for you, the more you can be in your body and know yourself more intimately, personally, and then the more you can express from that place, your intuition is just going to fly like a flock of eagles, actually, with precision and strength and purpose. So, you know, spending more time in your second chakra for you and just asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? And then expressing that, even if you can't talk to a person about it, talk to a wall, a tree, write it in a journal, but get it out so that you can be more empowered in your work.
Okay. Great.
All right. Thanks. That was a great question.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah,
thanks, Roseanne. Thank you, Marie, for a great show today.
Oh,
I mean, you know, and I want to thank everybody out there that's called in and has been part of this. And I wanted to ask you again, give out your website, but also what's your personal message? You know, what do you want to leave people with? We talked about a lot today. But what is it that we could say to folks to help them believe that the best years are yet to come?
Oh, you are so sweet. I think really loving and honoring yourself, you know, like waking up in the morning, you see a new wrinkle. How can you love it? You know, how can you love a little bit more of a roll on your body? How can you, you know, love, if you haven't done your nails in a while, like mine are, need some help, you know, how can you appreciate yourself? You know, it, from the things that you honestly can and from the things that are more challenging, I think the more we do that, the more we ensure happiness in the future and in the moment as well.
Yeah. She hit a few right there at the end. I'm going to probably need some clearing on.
I'm going to go with your nails.
You're going to go with the nails. I know. I got to get my nails done.
Yeah.
Totally. You and I have to.
My eyebrows done.
You got to get your eyebrows done.
Getting a little furry.
But you know, you can just love them the
actually,
way
I have
that
to
it
get
is.
My hair done.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get my hair done. But I, you know, the one that got me, though,
What?
I know she's reading me.
Yeah.
I know, you know what? Yeah, she's coming up. The one where you honor the new role you have.
Yeah, the new
really?
Role. You got
really?
To. Yeah.
I thought it was the one that rhymed with crinkle.
Well, she hit the wrinkle in the role. You know, and I'm thinking, okay, she's reading me. That's where those two little things came from, I think.
Well, blessings to all of our wrinkles and all of our roles.
I agree with you.
Everything.
Amen.
Yeah. I agree with you completely.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It was a pleasure and an honor.
It's so fun. Thank you. I'm going to go bless that roll when I get home, Benny. All right, everybody. Thank you. We'll see you tonight on my BBN show. Remember, everybody, bless it. Bless it. All of it. The rolls, the wrinkles, cleaning the bathroom, all of it. We'll see you next time. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.